Good morning. It's 5th of June. In our readings today, we come to the last two chapters of the book of Joshua. I'm going to read it to you from Brother Maurice Beale once again. This is part of his summary on these two chapters. I read. The content of the chapters is different. Chapter 23 discusses the evidence of God's good hand in the events of Joshua's life, and offers the sort of advice needed so that the leaders would maintain the impetus of the work. Chapter 24 is a more fundamental review of the whole work of God in Israel, from the time of Terah, through Moses, to their present situation, and sets out the logic of their position as a simple choice of two possible ways: the way of the Lord, or the way of the pagan gods from which Abraham had escaped by crossing the Euphrates. This had the effect, as it was intended, of making Israel think positively about their relationship with God and to act affirmatively in the future. Both of these approaches are of the greatest value in every generation. The key verse for both chapters is Joshua 23 verse 3. Ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. This is the first step in a process which is designed to confirm us in our faith. We know that God is because we have seen his hand at work. This is very important and is a basic spiritual exercise for all. For unless we are convinced, absolutely convinced, that God has worked in the past, we will never be convinced that he will act in the future. And if we are not convinced of that, where are we? Faith is not faith, but just a vague hope, like someone expecting to win a prize in a lottery. And so we read in chapter 23, verse 14, these words. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. This kind of direct view of the Lord's good hand upon us is of immense value. Joshua knew that the Lord had never failed them in any single respect, and he also knew that Israel could not argue against it. Quiet certainty in all your hearts and in all your souls is able to give immense strength and steadfastness. But for the conviction to gain its necessary strength, it needs to be thought about. Time must be set aside for meditating about the operation of the hand of God in our lives. If we fail in this, we lose the strength that such thought can give. And now, thinking about our times, Brother Beale writes this. This is a transitory age. It is not in the nature of modern man permanently to commit himself to anything, and we will certainly be affected to some extent. At such moments, we need reasons for belief. Joshua's words and Israel's example are proof of the proposition. How sad when a man or woman, having devoted to the Lord the strength and enthusiasm of youth, lets it all slip away in a time of middle-aged doubt. Joshua's logic can help prevent it. Let us then hold that quiet certainty in our hearts and in our souls till he come. Thank you for listening.